waist. More like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world.
Have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Cause there's complexities in complexion.
But your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me. Same skin taking over.
Things I you, but when you're in the room, they know it's you.
Cause
you're beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful.
Women, them gon' fall in love with you and all of your glory.
Your skin is not only dark,
it shines and it tells your story.
Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watching, they all adore you.
What to give you, blood?
3 months, man.
What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama. How old are you, boy?
13.
Damn. The bastards must be running out of niggas to arrest.
This goes out to all the families that went through the struggle. From the heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and 3 sons? But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe. While my old earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits, cause we was poor. Grab the flies for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy, we survived winters. Snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins, aunts was there, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny peed the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. Some shared the same spoon, watch a Saturday cartoon. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And there were days I had to go to Texas with a note. Stating, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears a toilet paper, use a newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy. Killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips to wipe the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had her running back to face to face. I caught a case house and tried to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why?
So thankful.
sun, moon, and star. And them planets would exist in my space. Like man, woman, and child. Understand? We got to keep it real. What reality and reality gonna keep it real with us? I remember them good old days. Because see, that's the child I was. What made me the man I am today. See, because if you forget where you come from, you're never gonna make it where you're going. Because you lost the reality of yourself. So take one stroll through your mind and see what you will find. And you'll see your whole universe all over again and again and again and again and again. Yeah.
Jail cell.
Raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
there's no one on the street. Don't you know we love the sweet?
Dear mama, dear mama,
bro.
Okay.
Hey.
Damn.
Hey.
Get your shit.
Hey. I've been here. Welcome back to Black on Black on Black. Here come that Raider hater nation again. Bro, it's strong in the Raiders. It's strong.
Anyways, we're back. You're with D Fantastic.
And DJ Queen.
And we've got our special guest, Agua Canta.
Hey, hey, hey.
And another guest over here, little I, Ilana.
Yep. Well, we have children in the hizzy today.
If you haven't been able to put that together yet.
Yeah. Because our segment, Mother Dearest, is, you know, kind of an homage to me coming back from my maternity leave. So, here we
go. Welcome back.
My first baby. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And then how old are both of your... I know this, but for folks listening.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. So, my little baby is 4 months old today.
Yeah.
Today, yeah.
Baby wolf.
Four months ago, we just said labor is just not doing well, so they just cut me open.
Bro. That labor journey.
Yeah, three days of labor and then a C-section, but you know, I'd do it all over again.
Shit. You better not say that too loud.
Man. She's looking at me right now like, really? Would you do it? Yeah, I would for you. Just for you, though. Just for you.
That's
Yeah. So we kind of want to break this up into some little pieces. And I think this segment, before we get into some more music, is kind of just about the journey, right? Mm-hmm. Like pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, birth, all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, and I think for this one in particular, we're gonna get into like some myths and tricks, because, you know, there's those old wives' tales that most of us grew up hearing, and some of them are deeply cultural, some of them are just like general ones, but I definitely wanted to dive deep into some old wives' tale that you all heard, and some that you either feel like are completely true, or some you're like, that's complete bullshit. That is absolutely not how this works.
Yeah, I think I'll start off. I think one was, so I had really bad indigestion. Like, it was so bad that I actually went to the hospital once.
I remember that.
Because it was coming up in my sleep, and so I would, like, you know, you're breathing in your sleep, and so it was coming up, and I just like inhaled it, and then you're choking. Jeez. And because you're choking, you're coughing, but because you don't have a lot of room in your organs for anything, when you cough, you throw up. So I can't breathe, I'm coughing, I'm throwing up. It was terrible. We went to the ER because it was just like, I just...
It was during pregnancy, right?
It was during pregnancy, yeah. It was absolutely terrible. And so I pretty much towards, from the middle to the end of my pregnancy, I was sleeping like at an 80-degree angle to, like, you know, try to keep the indigestion down, popping Pepcid and Mylanta, like my life depended on it, because it did. And of course the people were like, oh, you know, your baby should have a lot of hair because you had indigestion. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I remember that.
Yeah. And of course, yes, she did have hair.
Yeah. Moldy melon.
Yeah, that's my nickname for my child. I do call her a moldy melon because she's got a hairy head. It's kind of patchy. You know, it's moldy. It's like a little moldy melon.
The cutest little moldy melon.
The cutest little moldy melon in the world.
But only you would absolutely give like a ridiculous nickname like that.
Because melons are adorable.
And she called him Moldy.
She's looking at me right now like, bro.
Like, I know you talking shit.
Yeah. 110%. So that was one of the myths that I heard. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think that the myth that I experienced personally was like, people don't treat you like you're pregnant till you look pregnant.
Yeah.
But the hardest part of the pregnancy is when you don't look pregnant.
Yes.
And so it's like, I personally went through a journey where I didn't keep it private because I had been on a multi-year journey of being a queer person who was choosing to be a parent, choosing to get pregnant. So it wasn't like, there's a lot of folks who at the first trimester, they actually, you know, don't even share because there might be, most people don't share. You know, you never know if you're going to have a miscarriage and you'd rather wait for the genetic test or something, you know. And because that was not my case, I was really shocked about that. I was like, how do people not talk about what's going on?
Oh,
it's the hardest part of the pregnancy.
Horrible.
And I mean, I felt like I was possessed.
Yeah.
There was like this demon that possessed me.
Yeah.
And I was like feeling nauseous all the time. All the foods, like the smells, like getting on a public bus, I maybe want to throw up. Like,
yeah.
Anything,
getting on BART.
Anything, all the time. And then just like this really intense state of transformation because your brain completely transforms. You go through this process that is going to be a lifelong process of change. And it's happening most intensely in that moment.
Yeah.
Where you're completely invisible in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone is acting like you're supposed to act normal.
Yeah.
You're supposed to work. You're supposed to laugh at jokes. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah. Meanwhile, body is in complete chaos.
Yeah. I totally feel you. My first trimester, I mean, I'm already a tired person in general. But I felt like someone just like shot me in the back and was just like, bitch, sleep. Like, I was sleeping like 16, 18 hours. Like, I was sleeping overnight, and then as soon as work was out, I was like, I'm gone. I was sleeping for like 4 hours, but you can't say anything. You're trying not to explain it, you know. But looking back now, I think, you know, for the next kids, I fully intend on telling, like, at least the closer people that I'm pregnant earlier, because it explains so much shit, you know. You're like, why are you not going out? Why aren't you doing whatever? And it's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, Devon, you're always tired. Like, why are you not, like, yourself, right?
Yeah, bro, do me a favor, because do you know, y'all do not understand. Y'all do not understand what I went through because Dee decided that she really wanted to sit on this and not tell people, but she was still going out.
Yeah.
And not only was she still going out, people would buy her shots, and she was accepting them, and what she would do is she would give them to me. So I was dying out here. I was.
Do not complain. You love that shit.
No. I love it when I choose to, when I have to quickly chug her drink down so they don't see. It wasn't even like she didn't want it to even be noticeable that she didn't drink it, because she didn't want no questions to be asked.
Yeah.
So it would be like they had to turn around and I'd go,
put it right back there. Thanks. Oh my God.
I was so relieved for the both of us when you told everyone. I was like, I'm about to die out here.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely, looking back, I'm like, I really don't, it, like, the first trimester was so hard, and really, people just don't, I have way more energy in my third trimester than I did in my first trimester. And yeah, things are harder, you know, but the second trimester is great.
The second trimester is, this is a myth that's not a myth, it's true.
I was going to ask.
Is that the golden trimester is true, but it's weird because it's when you might, depending on the person, you might start looking pregnant, and so then suddenly, after no one acknowledged it, even though I was very public about it, but it was very hard to let people know what was needed at that time. It was weird, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, suddenly, you see the belly, and they're like, oh, you need help.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm fine. I feel great.
I've been
better than ever.
Yeah, I've been fine for a while. Yeah. So yeah. You know, I do. That is a great point that people don't really treat you pregnant until, unless they either really really know you, or they themselves have experienced pregnancy, or they have kids, so they kind of have some idea. But yeah, people are just kind of like, eh. And then all of a sudden you got a belly, and it's like, whoa, don't lift that pencil. And I'm like, I got it.
He's like, I've been doing this for 8 months.
Yeah.
How soon did your pets know? I know there's like an old thing that cats will come and sit on. This will come and sit on your.
The cat was harassing me, and the cat is actually one of the main reasons why Shane insisted on me getting a pregnancy test, because she was just like all over me,
yeah,
just following me everywhere, and I didn't want to believe it. I was like, yeah, get out of here! Like, I'm not pregnant. Like, what are you talking about? My husband was very much so like, go do a test. The cat will not leave you alone. I was like, but she's always like that. My cat is always like that. But no, I was very pregnant.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, I've been throwing up randomly for like 3 weeks before then, so.
Dee was like, nah.
I mean, you know, I drink, so I don't know. Yeah. I was like, maybe I'm just hungover. I don't know, you know, like 3 weeks. Yeah, I mean, because I found that I was pregnant in January, but I had been pregnant for weeks. So I went to Texas for Christmas and everything, was drinking, having a blast, you know. And I remember there's one time, my family were going to a bowling alley, and so I'm in the car, and it's cold in Texas, but I was like, I told my parents, like, roll the window down, this shit is hot. And they're like, are you good? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But I was like, oh man, my heart. And then we roll into the parking lot, and literally my parents can't even park yet. I'm like, stop the car. I open the door and vomit out into the street. And they were like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I proceeded to go into the alley and order drinks. I was like, I'm fine. I just was hungover. I was not. I was very pregnant.
I remember when we went to Seattle for my birthday.
He threw up in the middle of the street.
Just walking.
There was this gay couple walking by, and they looked at Devanya, and they're like, oh, they looked at me, and they're like, I like your hair.
Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yo, the gays.
They came for me, and I wanted to be like, I'm not hungover, I'm pregnant.
They looked at you like you had the plague.
Yeah.
They would rather you be hungover than call them. They're like, they're not headed to the breeders.
We do have
one of the good ones in the house today, but a lot of them are like, oh, breeders.
We don't like the breeders.
Such a dehumanizing term. Hey, someone has to make more humans, you know?
Really honest.
Yeah. Someone has to.
Someone got
to
do that labor.
Yeah.
Not me, but somebody got to do that labor.
Oh, you know what else I also heard? And this hasn't happened, but people are like, don't let the cat around your baby. It'll suck its breath out, you know?
I'm sorry.
For real.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
People believe that.
What is the Spelman witch trial? I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
People believe that, like, if you let, like, the cat get close to the baby, they'll suck the air out of the baby.
You just walk in the room and left.
Can you imagine my cat doing that? Like, no. Not at all.
Yo, that fight that would happen afterwards would be legendary.
That would be epic. Yes.
Legendary. Yes.
But that was weird. I'm like, no, that's not a real thing. Like, no.
Are there any things that you wish you would have liked to have known?
Oh, God, yes.
So many.
I mean, I thought breastfeeding was this, like, really organic, like, magical thing that you just do because you have this body and this connection and this, like, and I also kind of appreciate that people didn't bust my bubble, you know, because I actually think that, you know, pregnancy is already hard in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, it's like as soon as you go through this portal and you're on the other side, then people are like, now that you've already, like, signed the contract and you're already in,
here.
Now that you're in,
yeah.
Then they're suddenly like,
how's the breastfeeding going? Buckle you doing up. Okay? And it's like, and it's like this whole thing. And like, I spent so many hours in the lactation consultation rooms.
Yep.
I went through this really hardcore process where I had to wake up my baby because he didn't feel hungry. Mm-hmm. And because he was born a little early and he didn't feel hungry. Now he feels very hungry.
I was going to say, he just walked over, over here like, feed me now.
Yeah. As I said that, he like opened his mouth and was like, I'm demanding I put another like a 20th dumpling in his mouth. So he's really tall. He's doing great. But when he was born, he was losing weight. He wasn't hungry. And we were just going through this process of like latching, you know, the latching and then like the amount of milk production. And like, it was so overwhelming that I had to basically to get to a place where he was getting milk and my body was producing it and he was having it. I had to start a process every 3 hours. So if the process got done in 45 minutes, that rest of the time I could rest.
Yeah.
If the process took an hour and a half, the hour and a half that was left is what I got to rest.
Yeah.
And the process had to start every 3 hours, around the clock, 24 hours.
From when they start, bro. And no one tells you that.
And that should happen for a whole month or two. I don't know how long it was.
Yeah.
It was, I broke, my whole body broke out into hives.
Yeah.
At some point I was like, okay, I'm going to keep it at like 80%. You know, he's going to have a bottle too.
I mean, I feel like that makes some things that my mom told me about me and my brother. My mom was like, as soon as I could get y'all on formula, y'all went on formula. She's like, I did my part. I had y'all naturally. The rest is on you. I was like, she's like, all that you have to go through. Yeah.
I was that person that texted Devanya after she went through the portal, and I was like, Devanya, how's it going? And she was like,
Horrible. I sent like 6 pages back as an answer. Yeah, I mean, that's my main answer to that. Is breastfeeding is way more difficult than you, and it hurts and all of that. Like, you know, and it's funny because they're like, it shouldn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. It doesn't matter if you've got the perfect latch. Like, it's still, like, you can imagine an iron clamp covered in sandpaper with drool on it that's warm. That's like clamping and sucking your nipple. That's what that feels like. Like
good sound effects.
Like that. That is what it feels like for hours, hours and hours. And you're literally like, I'm about to cut these fucking tits off. Like, I don't want them.
Take them.
They're stupid and they're terrible. Like,
but I wished I wouldn't care. But I cared.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was really panicking in the beginning because nothing, like, I just felt like I wasn't producing enough. And then, like, it was like a switch came on my boobs, like, all right, we'll do something. Now, I actually overproduce, which is nice. But me and her, being my baby, we never got to the place where she fully completes off of my breast. So I'm still, like, breastfeeding and pumping. And that'll just be the journey until, like, we're done.
I mean, this really affirms the labor that wet nurses provided.
Oh, God.
When you say you're done, when we're done, you mean like when she's like on her SAT test?
Man, I wish that girl would call me. Mom, you know, I'm in the middle of my SAT. Can you come, girl? You'll take the city out your mouth.
Get
away from me.
It's time to pop that city out your mouth.
Have a sandwich. Get out of here. She's one of those babies that gets distracted. And I think she was always like,
your child gets distracted? Shocking. No.
But it's so funny. It's like people, you know, they breastfeed in public and all of that. I don't think I could ever do that because, like, the amount of raw titty that would get exposed constantly would be constant, bro.
It would be intense.
I mean, because she pops off all the time, and then she still wants a bottle. So, I mean, I'm like, we're done.
I've seen you in your home fighting.
Fighting.
We are. You're sitting there.
I'm like, please eat.
Sitting there just holding your titty, trying to shove.
And she's like, no.
It was an epic fight.
Yeah. Yeah, we still fight.
I've never seen a titty just look like so much of an object. It was just like a little.
It's just milk is spraying everywhere. Because again, I overproduce. I'm like, what are you complaining about? Please help me. And I've never seen someone eat so angrily in my entire life, except for my baby.
You are exceptionally good at pumping in public.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's I'm wild. Fast. I'm quick.
Man, we have been in the middle of movie theaters.
We have been in the middle of restaurants.
Yep.
And then all out here is the little suction noise.
Yep.
D has already popped the little cups on.
Yeah, man.
But yeah. Tavanya, can we talk about pumping? Because, oh my God.
That too also makes me, so it's really weird. Something that people didn't tell me, and I don't think it's common, but for some birthing people, when you are pumping or nursing, you get this really kind of like crazy feeling, and it's like almost like anxiety and like anger and whatever. That happened to me. There's an actual name for it, and I can't remember the name of it, but it happens, and it's like for a long time. Probably at least the first 2 months, whenever it was any of that pumping or latching, like for the first like couple of minutes, I'm like really on edge and I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. So that's dissipated in a lot of ways. But even now when I pump for the first like couple of minutes, I'm always just like, it's soul sucking. And I don't know how to describe that. I don't know why, like it's hard to explain why that soul sucking in nursing isn't. I don't know.
Also, can you explain really it? The weirdest thing is, oh sorry, go ahead.
Really quickly for non-birthing people who might be tuning in, can you explain what pumping is and why?
I will go ahead and
necessary?
Do that.
Yeah.
Pumping is this thing that's going on all the time around you and you had no idea. You walk into an office building and they have some room that in some weird corner that's not at all convenient, and so there's no one in that room because the person who actually needs to pump is in some random closet nearer to where they need to actually be working, and they're like in this closet watching videos of their kid, of their baby, because in my case, no milk would come out unless I saw not just a video of Little Eye, but a new video of Little Eye, because if I'd already seen it, it didn't bring up enough, like, mama emotions.
Yeah.
It had to be a new video where I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, oh, he's so cute, all this milk would come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I'm thinking about my baby. He's
really?
So cute. And the milk
real
would
shit.
Come out. Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
When I get too excited about my baby, when I get too excited about Wolf, milk will come out. If she's crying, milk will come out.
Y'all just your titty squirting?
Yeah. Any nursing person that you see, we're covered in milk at all times. Mm-hmm. I could be covered in milk now. I have no idea. Is it sweat or is it milk? Who knows?
I had the most weird moments at work. I do like facilitation, so I was doing full rooms of facilitation, you know, 20, 30 people in a room. They're working, they're public facing employees that work for San Francisco public different institutions.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching them, I'm facilitating, and then I'm like, every 3 hours, I'm like, I'm going to be stepping into this room and you do this activity. And then I like go into this room and I have this like weird machine attached to me and I'm like watching videos of my baby. And then like someone like didn't remember I was in there. I just walked in, you know, this dude, he like walks in, he's like, I'm like, you know, and these are things happening at all times. It's happening at airports, train stations. I played a weird music gig at like this like really hippie farm, like play urban farm. There was like a little closet that I figured out. Mm-hmm. I was doing it there. You know, you do it anywhere you can.
Yeah. No, it's very real, and it's so funny because it's such a random, like, the sound that it makes is annoying, but everyone likes to make little jingles to it, you know, because like so like my husband will like make little jingles, so my mom was making jingles to it, and I'm like, y'all motherfucker, can y'all not? Everyone just relax.
Beat right there.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, it is kind of crazy how inconveniently located or lack thereof of lactation rooms there are.
Yeah.
And like how poor
no one understands this is happening.
Yeah.
Of course.
And how poorly stocked they are. Don't have proper equipment or like a sink or like a maybe even a fridge to store leftover milk, which is gonna be a lot of.
Yeah. No, it's very frustrating. But you know, it's one of those things that like there's a lot of things about parenthood that will shock you, surprise you, and everything. But one of the things that it does is it opens up so many different avenues of empathy that you thought you had, but really, like, once you experience, you really, really, really have. You know, but it just goes to show, you know, when you're fighting for things, when you're fighting for better access, when you're fighting for better education, better maternal resources to keep the fight strong, because what you think may be happening, like, you don't even know the scope of it.
Yeah.
Like, just because you hear something, just because you read about something, mm-hmm. until you're in it,
yeah.
you even know the scope of it. So if you're fighting for a ceasefire, if you're fighting for all that, fight harder than you think.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea.
Because it's as hard as you may think it is, it's so
it's
much harder.
Even harder.
To be
it's
in
even
it.
Harder. Yeah. Exactly.
I have a much lighter comment, but it's bringing it back to the urban legends.
Yeah.
Pump and dump, urban legend.
Huh? Really?
You don't have to dump it.
Oh, yes, that's
true.
You
actually just have to wait. So there's an urban legend, which is you have to wait a certain amount. If you drink alcohol after, and then you breastfeed or pump out your milk, the urban legend is that you have to dump out the milk.
Huh.
But the reality is that you just have a certain amount of hours you wait, and then it's going to cycle out of your body.
Huh.
You don't have to throw away a bunch of milk.
Yeah.
You don't have to remove it from your body. It's just going to cycle through your body.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I actually, and I'm glad I knew that via my sister who's had kids, and I brought like testing strips. They make testing strips for your drinking.
Yeah.
And so on the testing strips, like you can dip it in the milk, mm-hmm. and it'll show you like what percent based on like the color of it, which is so helpful, because you're like, yeah, man, I deserve like a glass of wine or whatever after whatever day, but your metabolism is weird, so you just may not know how much is actually in the milk, so it gives you that kind of peace of mind that's important.
I heard it takes a lot of alcohol. Like my sister-in-law, her and one of her friends at the time, they both were pregnant, and they both had their babies around the same time, and then one night after they had their babies and the babies were with other people, they just proceeded to get ridiculously drunk to see how drunk did they need to be for it to actually come out in the milk.
Yeah.
And they said it took a lot, like they blacked out.
Yeah. Well, and I think it totally depends. Like for me, it depends on the day. It depends on how much I've had to drink. But it also depends on if I've eaten, how much water I had to drink.
Yeah.
Like you're constantly dehydrated while you're breastfeeding. And it's wild.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh my God, I'm so thirsty all the time because you're
looking.
Yeah. I know. but no, it's really fascinating. And I'm again very excited to keep talking about this. But shall we get into some more music?
Yeah, let's get into our next segment.
All right, so we're going to go into...
Drop that beat, baby.
Okay, relax. this song is called Hey Ma by Chance the Rapper, Lily K, and Peter Cottontail.
Hey mama, it's that beat that makes you groove, mama. Get on the floor, get booty, mama.
It's not that. It's not what you're saying.
Stretching your wallet. These niggas gotta pay me for taking a year from college. Go on, get your nails polished. Stylist for your eyelids. And a pilot for your mileage. For them frequent flights to your islands. Miss Brown and Miss Pollock. Little boy then grown up. Little voice then blown up. Middle class that on us. Hey, mama Jen. God just gave me another chance. Rock just gave me another line. Probably gave me another fan. 7730, since Kanye was a 3-0, down the street from D-Rhodes, was practicing his free throws. Shout out to that Gulf Shrimp, shout out to King Giro, shout out that Miss Moody, Auntie Tony, that my heroes. We gon' get this paper. You gon' see us later. Monica and Ava, thanks for all the favors. Got my money saved up. We gon' get this paper. You gon' see us later.
Real estate plus I'm investing in my shooters. Had to write a letter to my mom, dude. I know you proud of me, but I'm proud too. You the only woman I give some vows to. I'm still your baby, even though I got a child too. I paid it off, ain't no mortgage or no rent, dude. Yeah, she got a Range Rover and a Benz too. It's a hard job, but women raise men too. Ma, you never left my side, and I thank you. I see you struggling, I think it left a scar. I did some things when I was young that broke your heart. I'm the one that stole the cookies out the jar. I'm the one that went and stole the neighbor's car. Times got hard, started selling hard. Before I see you stressing, I'ma break the law. I was selling weed, I never mowed the lawn. Commit a burglary and take it to the pond. When I went to YDC, you was there. If I had a school hearing, you was there. So bad. When you had the Ford minivan, let me drive the city trans, baggy at your bows and some Timberland. Me and my baby mom was beefing, you didn't give a damn. You didn't never pick a side, told me be a man. I'ma raise my kids, nothing like my dad. I'm a better dad, you the best mama I could ever have. Had to write a letter to my mom, dude. I know you proud of me, but I'm proud too. You the only woman now I give some vows to. I'm still your baby, even though I got a child too. I paid it off, ain't no mortgage or no rent, dude. Yeah, she got a Range Rover and a Benz too. It's a hard job, but women raise men too. Ma, you never left my side, and I thank you.
one day I'm gonna understand.
Everything like what?
And we're back. You're listening
listening to Black on Black on Black. And this is D Fantastic along with Queen Noir. If y'all could see what was next to me, you'd be both disappointed, amused, and agitated.
Putting in that good work. Putting in that good work
to what?
That's
Little Eyes making an appearance. Really?
Talk about it.
Yeah. Who said that?
My sister.
Yeah. Whoa.
My mind is blown right now.
I know. That's some real talk there.
That's real talk right there, though, for real. Like, people don't want to be real like that.
People don't want to be real.
But Lil' Eye brings a realness.
That's right. So yeah. No fakery over there. Ain't no hateration in that fakery.
If you're joining us, our segment today is called Mother Dearest, and attributing to me coming back from maternity leave and just kind of, you know, what was that process like? And we have our special guest, Agua Canta, on, which has been amazing.
We only root for FC Barcelona.
Amazing.
All other teams are trash.
Oh.
That's right.
Yep. All trash. So let's get into it.
Yeah. So for this section, we're gonna get more into like the actual journey of pregnancy. So I have some questions that I'm very much curious, because I know you both had very different pregnancy journeys, and in some ways probably very similar, right? And so just to start, like, what was the conception journey like for you both?
Ain't nobody want to hear that.
Yeah, well,
not for me.
Let's do it.
From what I've understood, despite how you may present, you got pregnant for free. In the hetero fashion.
Yep, for free. It was for free.
You literally fucked around and found out.
You know what's crazy about that, though? Mm-hmm. It's even though I did that and I was married and all of that, it was still wild telling my parents that I got pregnant, because I was like, no, they know. Oh my God, they know. Like, I just want to pretend. I'm like, they don't know. They don't know, you know, as far as they know, like, my child, like, just kind of disappeared, right? Like, just immaculate conception. Like, just like, oh, yeah, cool, just, you know, fairy dust, and I'm pregnant. But no, it was like, oh.
Now they know you be throwing that thing back.
Shut up.
Upside down.
Boys turn me inside out and round and round. But I will say, on some real shit, for those who don't know, I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. My mother actually had it as well. And so, you know, that one of my main concerns was, like, if this doesn't happen naturally, like, you know, within 6 months or so, like, we don't know. Like, we don't know what that process may look like, right? You know, because I started later than my mother. My mother had her first kid in her middle 20s, and I was starting in my early 30s, which isn't late, even though they call it geriatric pregnancy. It's still like, okay, it's a little different, right? And so
believe they call it geriatric pregnancy?
I thought that was once you turned 40.
If you're going to call it a geriatric pregnancy, give me my pension already.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm done working.